Let's stand this morning for the reading of God's Word. Here in Matthew chapter 13, breaking in at the very first verse. The Bible says, "The same day went Jesus out of the house and sat by the seaside. And great multitudes were gathered together unto him, so that he went into a ship and sat, that the whole multitude stood on the shore. And he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, Behold, a sower went forth to sow, and when he sowed, some fell by the wayside. And the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell on a stony place, where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprang up, because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them. But others fell into good ground, and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, and some 30-fold. Who hath an ear, let him hear." Amen. Let us pray. Father, I ask you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you'd help us with this message that you've given us. Lord, speak through these stammering lips. Lord, I'm a weak man today. I'm an unlearned man, but I'm glad that your blood and your word has made us worthy today, Lord, to stand here and brag on you. There's nothing good in us but you, Lord, and I pray that you open the hearts of the people, Lord, that they can receive your word today. Feed us from heaven, Lord. We need your food today, but we ask it in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, amen. You can be seated today. Here we see in this chapter, Jesus is teaching on a parable of sowing seed on four types of ground conditions where the seeds are sown. I want you to look right on over in the same chapter at verse 36. Jesus explains what he's talking about here in this first part of the chapter. And I feel it's needful to show you what Jesus said to his disciples, because they wanted to know what Jesus was speaking in parables for and needed an understanding, and we need it this morning. In verse 36, Jesus sent the multitude away and went into the house, and his disciples came unto him, saying, "Declare unto us the parable of the tares of the field." And he answered and said unto them, you may want to mark all this in your Bible. He answered and said unto them, "He that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one." There's only two types of seed in this world. Can I get a witness this morning? Two types of seed in this world. There is good seed, which is the children of God, and there is a bad seed, which is the wicked ones, the ones that are unsaved. You may say, "Well, I'm not saved here today. I'm not wicked. I'm not serving the devil." I'm telling you what the Bible says. The enemy that soweth them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in a fire, so shall it be in the end of this world. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all the things that offend, and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them in the furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. It's going to be bad, I'm telling you. It's going to be bad. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who hath an ear, let him hear. I'm telling you, I'm glad this morning to report that I'm part of the good seed. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm glad to be a part of that heavenly seed that God has foreordained and is using us for his glory and for his honor. And I pray today that you're that same type of person that you're part of this seed that I'm talking about. But if you're here today lost without God, I've got good news for you. The sower is in the house. Amen. And you can be sowed upon good ground this morning. Your seed can be changed and you can be born again and blossom for the will of God. Can I hear from you today, church? We love Him. Why? I say it every week. Because He first loved us. Without His love, we would be doomed for a devil's hell. Not a devil's Haiti, not a devil's holding place, but a devil's hell is where we'd be headed for this morning. I'm glad that Jesus is making intercession for you and I. He said it wasn't His will that we would die and go to this place called hell, but that we would be born again. We would bring forth, as He has planted us here and using us, we are to bring forth His will that people can be blessed in our lives. Amen. I got to thinking about this morning when I got up after God been dealing with me about this message this week. He told us if we'd have faith, the grain of a mustard seed, we could speak unto the mountain and have the mountain removed. Now this morning you may say, well, I don't know what a mustard seed is. I don't know how much faith that is. I'm glad you asked this morning. Somebody gave me this a long time ago. If you hadn't noticed, I was wearing it on my coat today. But inside this pen is a mustard seed. He said, if you had the faith, the size of that mustard seed right there, whatever's going on in your life, it can be gone if you'll trust God and have that much faith. That's not much faith. Do you know when you come to the altar and you get born again, each child of God is given a measure of faith. A measure of faith, like a mustard seed. And you're to grow and you're to learn and to do what God has called you to do so that this mustard seed will grow. Ain't it amazing what a seed will do? You can go to the marketplace, you farmers that are in here, you can buy a seed. You buy it every year. And you go in these little bitty tiny seeds, little bitty things. You plant those in good ground and cover them over, water them, do all these things to them, and they'll start springing up things. I mean, a watermelon that big will come out of a seed as small as that. I mean, that boggles. Only God can do that, amen. I'm telling you this morning, it's a miracle what God can do with a seed. And we are the seeds of God this morning. And I'm just going to let you all pass this around and look at it this morning. You can see how big a mustard seed is. And maybe that'll give you a little encouragement to know that if you'll lean upon your faith and trust the Lord, He'll help you and grow you in Him. I want to preach a message this morning called, Are You Sowing and Growing or Drying and Dying? One or the other. Are you sowing and growing? Are you drying and dying? You're doing one or the other this morning as children of God. And the Lord said it was time for me to feed you this way. So here we go. Pull your seatbelt up. We're about to take off. Everybody ready? Nod your head. Put your seats in the upright position. We're fixing to feel some G-forces here just for a few moments of time. Number one, as children of God, we need to be planted in the Word of God. We need to be planted in the house of God. The Bible says in Hebrews 10:25, He says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching. I don't watch the news, but every now and again I get a glimpse of it here and there, and I'll see the paper here and there, and I see what's going on in the world around us in this place, and we get threats weekly about the church and things of that nature. People wanting to do things against the church. People mad about what's going on in the church. People's upset about what's going on in that church down there and that church up there. They've got brazing this day of time. It ain't nothing for them to come in the church house, tear it apart, paint on the walls, put graffiti on the walls, and destroy the house of God. But I'm glad they can burn this house to the ground, but they'll never bother this house, amen. I'm glad I've took the seeds of God and planted them in my life. How do I do that? I've been planted in the house of God. I've been planted in the Lord. I'm hearing from Him. I'm growing in Him. I'm not listening to man. I'm listening to God this morning. What are you doing? Are you sowing and growing this morning or drying and dying? The Lord give me this for you, better hold on. In Malachi 4:2, he said, and many nations shall come and say, come and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, into the house of God of Jacob. And he will teach us of the ways of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For the law shall go forth of Zion in the world, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. I'm glad he said, let us go up into the house of the Lord. He didn't say set at the house, but he said, let's go to the house. I'm glad we've got to get up and go to the house of God. We need to get up and put our smell good on, and put on those new clothes you got, and come down to the house of God. If you ain't got new clothes, put the old ones on. If you ain't got clean clothes, put the dirty ones on. But for the love of the Lord, put some deodorant on when you come to the house of the Lord. You can be poor, but you can smell good. Can I get a witness? And this morning we need to come and do the best we can for the Lord. It ain't about wearing a suit and a tie. It ain't about wearing your fancy dress and all the things that you want, God. Your gold watches and your gold ring. But it's being at the house of the Lord to grow in the Word of God. Be planted somewhere, amen, and calling it your home. That's what God wants in your life. He wants you under good, sound, biblical teaching where you can be fed of the Word of God. You can grow in the Word of God. And the pastor can throw the seeds out and you can get those and let them be planted in our lives. Hebrews tells us in 10 not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. Here in these last days, churches, we need to pull together, not pull apart like we're doing. I can't hardly see two churches that'll work together anymore. Pastors all got their own agenda. We got our own church. We're going to do our own thing. I don't care what they're doing. It's all about us. We got to have the biggest church, the finest things, the biggest bus, the finest signs, the best media advertising. We got to have it all because it's about us. It ain't about us. It's about the kingdom of God and exhorting Him. It's about taking the seeds that God has given us and plant them in good ground. Amen. I want to plant the Word of God in you, that you'll go out and sow good seed, that we can win people for God this morning. That's what it's all about. Amen. I want to see as many sinners in the house of God as they are Christians in the house of God. Your goal for the week should be go out and try to encourage somebody to come. I know you got people lost in your life. I've got tons of family members lost in my life. You need to go and tell them, won't you go to church with me? If you ain't got the gas, I'll come get you with one of my 5 vehicles. Amen. Awful quiet this morning. I told you to hang on for just a minute. But we got to be planted somewhere, church. As children of God, we need to be planted somewhere that we can call home and make that our home where we can grow and learn in the Word of God. And I praise the Lord for our visitors today, and you. I hope you have felt welcomed in the house of God. I've told every one of our visitors, and I'm telling you this morning, now, once you come one time, you're no more visitors. You're just family with us. You're welcome in the house of the Lord. And I love for people to visit. And I used to go out and visit a lot when we were different places in evangelism and stuff like that. But I had a home church, and I loved to be at my home church. I wanted to back my pastor, and I wanted him to know that I loved him. And I wanted to support our church and the things that were going on in the church. If it didn't have nothing to do with me, I still wanted to be a support to the church. Why? Because I remember what Hebrews chapter 10 told me. We're in the last days, church, whether y'all believe it or not. We are in the last moments of time. When we woke up this morning and the Lord hadn't come, you should have been surprised. That's how close I think we are. Only thing we've not seen happen is the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ in His blessed old book. I'm telling you, in the moment that we think not, so cometh the Son of Man. He's coming after His seed. One day after a while, the harvest time's coming. He's been growing His seed for a long time. He's been germinating them and helping them and fertilizing them. And they've been helping others. And we've been putting out and giving out. He has too. The harvest is coming soon, church. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you drying up and dying? A lot of us are dying this morning because we've just let the devil steal the joy away from our life. Number two, we need to be fed. It's good to have good times. It's good to have good messages, good singing, all these different things, good activities and all these youth events and things we're doing. It's wonderful to have all this stuff, but we need to be fed by the Word of God. We need to know what thus saith the Word of God. A lot of times I'll go to church and hear the preachers preach. I love to get these brothers to preach. I want preaching myself. I can't do all the preaching. I need it myself. I need to be preached to. And I like to look around on my suit coat and on my shirt every now and again, see a footprint. That way I know the preacher's doing his job. He needs to get on my toes and get on my coattail and tell me where I'm at, where I'm living at, so I can grow in the Lord. I need to be fed by the Word of God, and you do too this morning. I've heard people make the statement, well, that was a good message. Didn't mean nothing to me. I didn't need none of that. It's a good message, Joe. I don't care what it's about. I need everything that I can hear in the Word of God. Amen. Ezekiel 34:23. And I will set up one shepherd over them. He shall feed them. Even my servant David, he shall feed them. And he shall be their shepherd. I'm glad that God has set up a shepherd. I'm the under shepherd here at the church. He's the main shepherd. He set you all up a shepherd. We're here under the demonstration and the power of the Holy Ghost of God and His leadership to feed you from heaven. I started to buy 2 bags of feed and bring them in here this morning and throw them all over the church, all over everybody. But I knew Sister Dorothy and Sister Elizabeth may not appreciate that. And I didn't want to be vacuuming for 3 hours afterwards. But I could get the point across this morning if I was throwing seed everywhere. That's what God wants in our life in these last days. He said to go in the highways and the hedges and compel them to come in that His house may be filled. He didn't say sit at the house and do nothing, but He said get up off your seat of do nothing and do something for Him. I'm glad, little redbird, you're listening to me this morning. I'll preach to you this morning. Lift up your wings and praise Him. He's worthy of it this morning, amen. He's worthy of it. God is good in the house. Jeremiah 3:15, and the Bible says, and I will give you pastors according to my heart. He will feed you with knowledge and understanding this morning. I'm glad that I don't know nothing, but I know Him. I know the one that knows it all. 2 Timothy 4:2 says, preach the word. Be instant in season. Reprove. Everybody loves to be reproved, but they don't like to be rebuked. Sometimes you got to be rebuked. He said, exhort with long suffering and with doctrine. As long as we're taking the word of God and telling you what thus saith the word of God, all you can say is, ouch, and move up to it. Amen. That's what you got to say. I didn't really care what the pastor had to say. Don't get mad at me. I'm just the messenger. He's the one wrote it. It's from Him this morning. Are you sowing and growing or drying and dying? He wants us to come out of the dead state that we're in. He wants us to be led of the Spirit and listen to what He has for us. Proverbs 10:21, He said, the lips of the righteous feed many, but the fools die from want of wisdom. I'm glad that if you're truly born again, you're walking with God, that you can feed people right out of your mouth. You ever watch a little bird as it's got little birds in the nest? It goes and pulls up worms out of the ground and goes over, and there them little birds are. They're ready for mama to give them something to eat. And she reaches right down and puts it right in their mouth. That's what God's doing this morning. He's putting it right in your mouth. If you'll open up your mouth, He'll feed you from heaven this morning. If you'll say, yes, Lord, feed me. I need something from you. He'll feed you from heaven's table today. He'll give you exactly what you need. But you're going to have to open up your ears and hear what thus saith the Word of God. Number three, we don't only need to be planted and fed, but you got to be watered. We need to be watered this morning if we're going to grow in the Lord. You ever notice when we don't get no rain, things start to dry up? The yard gets all crusty, the grass gets dry. You walk across it and you can hear it start crunching under your feet. It's all dried up because it has no moisture. It has no substances inside of it to make it grow. But boy, when the rain comes, you ever notice how green the grass gets and them big old, I don't even call it grass, crabgrass grows. And it gets real strong and your lawnmower bogs down trying to mow it because it's so thick. It loves that nutrient of that water and it spring right up and stand straight up. But when it ain't got no water, it wilts right down. Did you know people are like that? Christian people are like that. When you neglect the house of God and you stay at the house just because you worked all day Saturday and half of Saturday night, you say, I'm going to stay home Sunday morning. I don't feel good. And the devil say, you don't feel good. Your body's wore out. You're tired. You don't know what to do. You're listening to the devil. He say, I just stay home. You'll be all right. And you'll stay home. But then you'll call a brother or sister on the phone and they'll tell you, oh, you should have been down to church. It was a wonderful time. God moved in a mighty way. People were being baptized. People were getting to the altar, getting laying things down. It was good at the house of God. And you missed every bit of it. You missed the watering that God was doing. He wants to water His children this morning. Matter of fact, I need some. He loves to water His seed. In 1 Corinthians 3:6, Paul said in the Bible here, I have planted and Apollos waters, but God gives the increase. We as men of God sow the seed. We're sowing the seed this way and we're sowing it that way. And we look out over the field. And a lot of times a field ain't accepting it. They could care less. But you know what we do? We just keep on sowing. Keep on sowing. And I say, Lord, ain't nobody listening. He'll say, sow over here. And I'll go over and sow a little while and they'll stop listening. He'll say, go over here and sow and I'll sow over here. You just got to keep sowing. And God said, go here, go there. Just say, okay, Lord, just keep sowing. Boy, I wish I had some seed this morning. You'd be covered up. And you sow all that you can sow. Everywhere God sends you, you sow. Even on the job, you'll sow. Amen. If you'll have the faith as this mustard seed, you can sow anywhere God will send you. You say, well, Brother Gary, I'm a little backwards. I'm not like you. I just can't hardly talk to people. God put that hole in your face for a reason. And it wasn't just to shove pie through. Can I get a witness this morning? It's for His glory. It's to be a witness to those that are around us and tell them how good God is. Over in Psalm 63:1. O God, Thou art my God. Early will I seek Thee. My soul thirsteth for Thee. My flesh longeth for Thee. In a dry and a thirsty land where no water is. There's sometimes we'll go and sing and go and preach and you couldn't get an amen if you paid $50 for one. People look at you and just stare at you and they're waiting for something. You're giving everything you can give. Nobody wants to be fed. Nobody wants to be watered. Nobody wants anything. We're just here for the time. But I'm going to tell you, there's going to come a time when we're going to stand before God. And He's going to say, why didn't you say something? Why didn't you speak up? Why didn't you testify? I had this one to testify. And I wanted you to say something, but you wouldn't say nothing. You closed your mouth. You shut up the seed barrel. This morning, they've been testimonies give here that you would never know what had went on in people's lives this week. I've dealt with people this week that's had death in their families. They've had grandchildren die, surgeries, blood situations, can't get blood to stop. Kids going bad, families going bad, marriages going apart, people talking about divorce, people wanting to quit church, everything going on in their life. But I tell them, I say, listen, if you'll trust God, He'll get you through it. He's our help in the time of trouble. He's there when we need Him. He's always been there. He always will be there. He didn't say we wasn't going to go through some things in this life, but he said, when you go through it, I'll go with you. I'll never put no more upon you than you're able to bear. I like to say he won't put no more upon me than he's able to bear. Amen? Because he's the one that does it. He's the one that gets me through. I wonder this morning, are you growing and sowing? Have you been sowing this week? Have you been telling people about Jesus this week? Have you been trying to be a witness this week? Or have you been kind of hiding from people this week? You ever seen somebody in a Walmart that you know, they come in, you'll see them, you're like, oh my goodness, I got to hide. I don't want to talk to them. I mean, I got to hide. You're guilty, I know you are. I've done the same thing. Lord, honey, we'll be here for 3 hours. Hide me. But we need to overcome that, and we need to try to be a witness and help those that don't have much wisdom and show them that God can help them and be a witness for them. Maybe somebody needs prayer. You'll have to stop right in the middle of a store somewhere and pray with them, right in a restaurant and pray with them. Whatever God wants you to do, you need to do it for Him. So this morning, my last scripture I want to give you is John 7, 38. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Amen. Don't you want that this morning? And let God just work through you and let it flow out of you. He said it was His good pleasure to give you the kingdom. He wants you to be blessed, but in blessing you and feeding you and watering you and doing all these things for you, could we not do something for Him? Could we not say how good God has been? Who's got a testimony? You could stand up and say, I'm just glad to be saved. Sit back down. That don't take no effort. There you go, Lord. With my voice, Lord, I will praise Thee. I will lift up holy hands in the sanctuary and bless Your holy name. Why? Because You're worthy. Oh, that ain't talking about me. That's exactly who it's talking about, is you. Did you all know, as I come to a close, that this book right here is Jesus Christ in the form of a book? This is Him complete. If you want to know who He really is, right here He is. If you'll read it and study it, He'll speak to you like He never has before. He wants to sow into your life. He wants to feed you. He wants to water you, but it'll only come if you'll discipline yourself and apply yourself to the Word of God. So I ask you this morning, are you sowing and growing? Are you dried up and dying this morning? I dare to say everybody in here is on top of the mountain. Everything's wonderful. Y'all good, y'all prayed up, everything's wonderful. We don't need to pray about nothing. We're walking hand in hand with God. Well, I'm going to the house with you because I want to figure out how you're doing that. I have trouble just like you have. I have hard times just like you have. But greater is He that's within me than he that's in the world. God wants to bless you this morning. He told me to tell you, you need to get out of your dry state. There's a whole basket of seed that needs to be sown, and you're going to have to sow it. I've thrown to my arms about out of socket. I need some help in sowing the love of God. Let's stand with our heads bowed and our eyes closed this morning.